Over the next few months, towns across Maine will vote on local school budgets. It's a process that can turn divisive as costs rise and older residents on fixed incomes feel the pinch. But in the small town of Medway near Millinocket, there's an effort to bring some of those older people into the classroom and make them part of the school community. Robbie Feinberg has more.
So where exactly is Medway?
Medway is, I heard someone describe it as this little pocket of people in the middle of the woods.
That's Medway Middle School teacher Alyssa Dickinson. She is deeply proud of her town, which sits at the confluence of the east and west branches of the Penobscot River.
We're not really near anything. We have to go at least a half an hour to find a Walmart. But we're a very close-knit community. Everybody knows everybody.
She says people in town support the schools, but when it comes time to vote on a budget, she says older residents can have a hard time understanding why education might cost so much money.
In our school in particular, we have an enrollment right now of about 112. That's not a lot of kids. So when you look at a budget, they're going, well, we're only educating 112 kids. What is costing this amount of money?
This disconnect isn't unique to Medway. Particularly in the past few years, local school budgets have skyrocketed in many Maine towns. According to the Maine Department of Education, local school taxes increased by 30% from 2005 to 2015. And when schools are forced to ask for more money from taxpayers, it can get ugly. In the past few years, some Maine towns have repeatedly voted down school budgets after contentious meetings. Catherine Biddle, a University of Maine professor who studies rural education, says many schools haven't really been focused on community outreach. She says over the past few decades, many have largely prioritized student achievement to comply with federal policies.
Then the only interaction between the school and the older adult community becomes, you know, town meetings where the budget is being discussed. And so I think that reinforces the notion that people aren't that invested, but then there's also very little outreach that's being offered.
But that's where Medway teacher Alyssa Dickinson saw an opportunity. Dickinson says after taking a class on rural education, she began to think about local history and how to connect students more closely with their community and its older residents. After dozens of interviews, she designed a solution inside her classroom. She wanted her students to create their own town historical society based in an old, dilapidated Medway church. And to do it, she envisioned turning the class over to some of the town's older residents.
That building that you said burned down, why didn't they rebuild it?
I have no idea. I have a map here.
Now, every other week, about a half dozen Medway elders come into the middle school. Each mentor works with a group of students and digs into a different part of Medway's history. On this day, residents Robert Pelkey and Glendora Coombs flip through old maps and news clippings. They tell the students about Medway's old one-room schoolhouses.
I think it's good to remember the old days and where we came from and maybe how difficult it was and everything.
I think the children get more out of it than their parents do, really. They seem to be more interested.
They do.
In just a few years, this historical society has slowly taken shape. Students say they've recorded interviews with elders and constructed a timeline of the town's history on a giant slab of timber and presented it all back to the town. The goal is to eventually renovate the town's old church and use it as a museum to showcase the history that students have uncovered. Eighth grader Carson Bernier says this work has made him invested in school.
After we're done, I want the kids younger than us to keep this thing going. So when I'm older, I want to know that, like, people still remember what the church was there for and what it was put there for.
And teacher Alyssa Dickinson says she's starting to see the community's perspective change, too. For one thing, Dickinson says this year's school budget passed easily, which isn't the norm in rural Maine. And Dickinson also points to what happened at Medway's latest town meeting. The town was asking for a lot of money, probably tens of thousands of dollars, to fix the old church. It was a big ask for Medway's older residents. Dickinson was ready for it to get shot down. And it was clearly raising a lot of questions from the audience.
And all kinds of hands went up, and I thought, oh no, they're going to say no. But as people started talking, they were not talking negatively, and they weren't talking about not spending money on the church.
Instead, she says, the residents just wanted to know how much renovation would cost. They wanted to see reports before they'd approve it. It was a conversation that Dickinson says she couldn't have even imagined a few years ago.
I can't say for sure that our group affected that change, but I feel like we might have brought the conversation to the forefront a little more than it would have been if nobody had any interest in doing anything with the church but having it sit there. And I think having kids involved makes them see that it's so important to preserve it.
Talks about budgets and local taxes will never be easy. But Alyssa Dickinson hopes that her students' historical society can keep changing the conversation for at least another year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.